You are listening to Science for Care. I am Anka Petre, and this show unveils the stories behind some of the most important scientific and medical breakthroughs of our time. mRNA vaccines, the story of a discovery that almost never happened. In this episode, we'll be talking about mRNA vaccines and Dr. Kathleen Carrico, the great scientist behind this discovery. For many years, Dr. Carrico's work was dismissed and considered a waste of time. When she started working on mRNA, no one paid attention to her research. But of course, no one could imagine then that one day it would help fight the biggest pandemic of our lifetimes. Dr. Carrico never gave up on her obsession with mRNA, and we are oh so glad she didn't. In an interview given in December 2020 to the French newspaper L'Obs, Dr. Kathleen Carrico explains that what kept her going was to always ask herself what else she can do, how she can contribute to the world. That has always given her a purpose and helped her set priorities. But before we go any further, let's go over a quick reminder of what mRNA is. Chances are you've probably heard of this term during the COVID-19 pandemic, as it was the key ingredient of the first vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. mRNA stands for messenger RNA, a single-stranded piece of genetic material that encodes a specific protein. In simple terms, a piece of mRNA that provides our cells with the recipe they need to create a particular protein in our body. One of the key characteristics of this tiny piece of genetic code is that it causes inflammation, which makes it particularly difficult to use in treatments or vaccines. But after years of research, Dr. Kathleen Carrico and Dr. Andrew Weissman finally succeeded in creating a non-inflammatory version of these mRNA molecules. This discovery opened the door to many breakthroughs, and among them, the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines that we all know today. Dr. Kathleen Carrico was born in Hungary, but left her home country during the Cold War to move to the United States. Her interest in science stems from her childhood, but it wasn't until she started college that she developed a strong interest in a molecule that had just been discovered, messenger RNA. Quick parenthesis. mRNA was discovered in May 1961 by two French scientists, François Gros and François Jacob, and published in Nature that same year. What truly grabbed Dr. Carrico's attention was the fact that this tiny molecule was able to carry messages or instructions that allowed cells to produce proteins. In her mind, that opened the door to countless possibilities. Her main idea was to try to make cells produce a drug by changing the message mRNA carried. At 22 years old, this was Kathleen Carrico's career-defining moment. But it wasn't until years later, in a small lab at the University of Pennsylvania, that she and a fellow scientist were able for the first time ever to make a cell produce something it wasn't supposed to, by encoding it into mRNA. In a June 2021 New York Times interview, Dr. Kathleen Carrico describes the moment she realized her experience had worked. She knew that she was onto something important, and that one day it might help someone. What could have been an incredible scientific success story was in reality just the start of a series of challenges and difficulties for Dr. Carrico. She was quickly left without a job and in search of funds to carry on her research. That is, until the day she met Andrew Weissman, a well-known scientist working on DNA-based vaccines, and convince him to work with her on RNA in his lab. This turned out to be a winning bet for both of them. After working for years in petri dishes, the two scientists were finally able to make a living animal produce a protein encoded in a piece of mRNA. Can you imagine making an entire living organism produce a protein it isn't supposed to by simply encoding the recipe of that protein in a piece of genetic material? Mind-blowing! Unfortunately, history repeated itself, as it seemed that no one understood the impact that discovery could have. In other words, they were almost back to square one. And then the life-changing event Dr. Carrico was hoping for finally came. In 2013, she met the Turkish founder of a small German company called BioNTech. The very day that they met, she was offered a job, one that would make her go down in history. Dr. Carrico started working on an mRNA-based influenza vaccine that she would later use to create what is now known as the BioNTech Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. In the New York Times interview, she recalls the moment when she received the vaccine. After all the struggles and the rejections, she was finally making a difference in the world. She describes this moment as incredibly emotional, truly a full circle moment. The story behind mRNA vaccines is a story of faith, determination, and perseverance. The story of a scientist that never gave up on her ideas, pushed through all the hurdles and obstacles she encountered to end up saving the world. Dr. Catalin Carrico is a model of humility and resilience. She paved the way for a new generation of scientists to save millions of lives by creating breakthrough mRNA-based drugs and vaccines that fight against tumors or viruses. Dr. Catalin Carrico proved to us all that we must continue to invest in research and support scientists no matter how uncertain the outcomes seem today. Because tomorrow, it might just change the world. Science for Care is a podcast by Health Tech for Care, a nonprofit organization designed to support and promote access to care for all. If you enjoy our show, please mention it to your friends, family, and coworkers, and leave ratings and reviews on your favorite listening platform.